Connect FM.
Always a pleasure to welcome Brother Johnny. He's in New Orleans. Johnny!
CBJ, what's up, baby?
Mike Ditka. Are you in Naples, Mike?
I'm in Florida, yes.
Naples, Florida, where he's about to tear up the golf courses once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'll tear him up all right, but I don't play him well.
And last night in New Orleans, Brother Johnny took this in. Yeah, the Lion King showing in New Orleans. How was the show?
Lion King coming through is unbelievable. They've got they've just got a great group of staging and costuming. Really is the key. You got people dressed up as giraffes and elephants and lions. It's pretty. It's really amazing. And I thought that was just fun to watch. And of course, it's just great. You have packed house, a lot of kids there. It's fun.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
All right. I love the show. Seen it a couple of times. Really good energy. Mike, any more word on when that movie's coming out with Jim Belushi? I really want to go see whatever it's called, Dorks or something.
Well, A Day in the Life of Dorks. I don't really know now. You know, it's Belushi and Jennifer Tilly, but I think they said it's going to be ready for release somewhere around the 1st of April, so I don't know. I'm just
coming up.
They may not even release it. Just keep it in the archives. It'll be such a treasure.
All right. March Madness is upon us. And even though I've been a little numb about Bruce Weber and basketball and my team's not in and all of that, this is the, I think, arguably the two best sports days of the year with these 16 games a day, Mike. It's just fun to watch.
It is. I mean, it's exciting for these teams to give a, you know, and a lot of these small colleges. Doesn't matter, small college or not, they still got good basketball players and good programs, and they're very, very competitive. You know, VCU had a big win over Wichita State yesterday, but you look at it, it's fun to watch. It really is. These kids go out there and they play hard and they're playing for something special, and, you know, you make it to the next round and then you get down to the 16. It's pretty special. I mean, it's the way they got the NCAA tournament set up there, and somebody put a lot of thinking into it.
Johnny, you said Shaka Smart. This is your speculation. Brother Johnny said the other day, Mike, that he thought Shaka Smart, the VCU, Virginia Commonwealth coach, will be the next Illinois coach. And what kind of tie did he have? I didn't notice that. What did he have last night?
Oh, you know, what does that mean, Steve? Little orange and blue.
Whoa! It doesn't. Whoa! Well, with that win, I think the price of business went up about $500,000 a year, huh?
Well, no, so it's fun. I agree about the NCAA tournament and I think there's some good teams. I kind of like Missouri in this tournament, Steve. Mm. So we'll see. They play today.
Yeah. Well, they're smaller, but boy, can they shoot it and can they run? And I tell you, Mike, I know Syracuse got a beneficiary of a pretty good call late in that game against that 16 they played. But it's possible for anybody to beat anybody on a given day, and that's what makes this so exciting. There's so much energy on the floor.
Now, you can't tell those kids that they shouldn't beat Syracuse or they shouldn't beat. Look what Marquette, they got hammered. I mean, look at something that Marquette won, actually, but some of the Connecticut got hammered. Some of the teams in the Big East, I mean, it looked pretty bad to me.
Yeah. And again,
Ohio State ended up winning, I think,
yep.
Steve.
They won big.
Yeah, and I think that most of the lower seeds, only two you could call minor upsets would have been the VCU over Wichita State, and Colorado I thought was a bit of an upset over UNLV. But again, I don't think there's a nickel's difference between the 13s all the way down to the 4s.
Colorado, see, now they've been playing good basketball in the last month, and I've been watching those guys. Of course, they only had one or two teams from that conference, and the conference winner of the Pac-12 didn't make it. Yep. But Colorado is the upset dark horse to watch, Stevie, and that UNLV was good. So
yeah, no question.
That's the kind of thing. People like these upsets, too. So
we love the Cinderellas. I don't know if a Cinderella is going to do anything big in this tournament, Mike. You've got to probably stay on the Kentuckys and the Ohio States and teams like that, don't you?
Well, somebody's going to get beat. I mean, Ohio State, Michigan State, I mean, you know, the Big Ten's a pretty good conference, guys. I understand, you know, they fired the coach down in Illinois, but it's a pretty good conference overall. There's some good teams in it. Indiana played good. So, you know, when you look at it, I think that they're going to show up pretty good all the way through this tournament. We'll see what happens. But, you can't pick it. You know, UNLV, you know, you thought they were going to win that game. They say Colorado really has become a very good team, though.
Well, there's a big prize, Mike, if you can pick every winner in the tournament. It's never been done. So there have been people. I think there were the year Butler went to the
National Championship. Well, you know, John, that's not true. I did it. I did it a couple of years ago, but I did it after the tournament was over.
Well, you can't even do that. Right, I'll get that wrong.
If you go to the ESPN pool, because there were brackets, and I think, you know, millions got in, there were tens of thousands. Yeah. Tens of thousands have 16 out of 16 right now.
Well, can you believe how many people got in that thing? I mean, I'm a million. I don't remember. It was quite a few.
Crazy. I put mine in, but I've already missed three, so that puts me at about 1.2 millionth place. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, look, the 32-0, someone's going to have 32-0, but then you got to get the next 16 games, and then you got to get the next 8 games.
No, it's crazy.
But no one's ever got it all right.
It's fun to do. It's the NCAA bracket, 739, Brother Johnny Mike Ditka, 93.5, 95.3. Connect FM. All right. Politics. Tuesday layout of the election. I said just moments before I had you guys on that really this is the only time the Republicans actually land in our state, because in the general election, nobody stops in Illinois because they know it's going to go blue. But at least we got the GOP running around our state this week. Had Ron Paul on earlier this week, Mike. And I told Ron Paul, I said, listen, the more I hear you talk, the more I like you. He's just he's so common sense and so get government out of my life kind of guy. And I like the guy.
Well, that's the whole problem. I mean, we have a country that doesn't want to talk about common sense. We have politicians that don't want to talk about common sense. They want to do things to satisfy the party. They want to put more regulations on it. They want bigger government. That's all this thing is all about, guys. You can spin it any way you want to spin it. But, you know, people say, well, we're not for big government. You are for big government, or you wouldn't have that much government. You wouldn't have government involved in every segment of our lives right now, and they really are.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, you know, Ron Paul, he's got some interesting ideas, but what I like about Ron Paul, he definitely says what he thinks. He is not watching the polls, and I think the kids like that. You know, he's a little anti-establishment maybe, but he's not a mainstream politician, and they just like that. They can trust him to say what he thinks, and I don't think he's spending anything. He'd be hard to manage if you had him if you were trying to manage his campaign. You go, Ron, no, Ron.
you talked to the people in Washington. You said, "What is the establishment?" Well, to them, the establishment are the people who make money, who are successful. That they want to put the burden of responsibility pay for what's going on in our country on the people who work their butts off to make a good living. Some of them become very successful. Yeah, everybody should pay a fair share of their taxes, no question about it. They want to straighten this thing out, and I go back to it again. Why not go to the flat tax? Why not everybody pay the same thing? Why should, if you make more, you pay more? I'm not sure I understand. Everybody starts from scratch. I mean, it's crazy after a while. And actually, those who make more do pay more.
Well, and I don't know what Ron Paul says about that. Steve, did they still line up outside of the auditorium there in Champaign?
Is it Huff? Huff Hall had it, and 5,000 people, 5,000 jammed into that place. And yes, they were outside. Yes, they were enthusiastic. We were down on campus afterwards, and there's signs everywhere, people holding signs. There's just this energy of, now he's not going to get the nomination, but he's touched a nerve here about too much government. I've railed in the last 2 days about the Champaign City Council adopting this ban the plastic bags to start charging for plastic bags from the stores. And maybe it's a culmination of too much government hitting me at once, but that's a stupid idea. And yet you get this encroachment more and more and more that we can't handle our own plastic bags because we're filling up the landfill. I mean, at some point it just gets so ridiculous you can't even breathe.
Well, you're right, but that's what they want to get involved in. Why would that be an important issue? I mean, there's so many other things that are more important, and they come up with something like that. It's crazy.
Well, Steve, you know, plastic doesn't degrade as fast. I mean, there is a scientific basis, but it's really not a big threat to us. So maybe it's a symbolic let's be green kind of thing.
But I said, if you're going to do that, don't let me pay a nickel to pollute the landfill. Ban them. If you're going to do it, ban them. Right? I mean,
that's a good point. So there you go. Money always crops up. It always shows its ugly face, Steve. Yeah. Money side of the coin.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the internet thing going around this week, but it was mailed to me about you could stop this crazy spending in 5 days by telling our Congress and getting an amendment to the Constitution that simply says if you spend more than the country brings in, you're immediately not eligible for a reelection. And they said that would do it immediately.
Well, I think Warren Buffett came up with that. It was 3% of the gross domestic product. If your deficit exceeds that, the Congress is out. You have to have a new Congress because they just failed to pass an acceptable budget, and they're not eligible to run. It would solve it. They would not pass a budget with a deficit over that.
What's wrong with that idea?
Well, guys, Lincoln said in 1861, you cannot spend more than you earn. You cannot spend more than you earn. They got to get it. They don't get it. They don't want to get it.
I just don't think they believe that. I really think the idea is you can. They are. They will. And we'll tell them no, and they do it anyway. And so I guess we've got to – we're the ones who have to change something, I guess.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Zee.
Right.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
But maybe Ron Paul ought to be president.
Yeah, I tell you what, at this minute, I told him I was worried about Israel, and he was explaining that our current policies aren't helping Israel anyway, and he might be right about that. I mean, our policies certainly haven't seemingly been very effective. All right, let's switch to Afghanistan with this incredible story this week. Just as sad as can be, a soldier saw his buddy's leg blown up. He was already deployed for the third time. He was told he wouldn't be deployed again. They said, no, we're going to deploy you for the fourth time. He saw this thing, went out and got really, really drunk and killed 18 civilian Afghans. And, of course, it's a problem, and we're trying to figure all that out. What to do about Afghanistan, Johnny?
Well, that's one of the things about war, which is hell, and that there's no excuse for that, and why he was maybe pushed past the limit and all of that, but how many guys are asked to do that, and I don't have an answer for that, and I don't think we have an answer for that. So I suppose I don't know that we pull out and change our whole strategy over that, because that won't solve anything. If we're over there for a reason, then we need to stay. If we're not over there for a reason, we need to leave. So it's just a terrible, ugly incident, and it's the kind of thing that just brings home to roost why we just don't want to ever get into a conflict with anybody in war, but we, seem to always have something brewing, and I think in our minds it's self-defense, Steve. If we don't go over there and meet the enemy, they'll come to us, and that's the general philosophy.
Well, I think the thing is worse than that, even, what happened. And that's terrible what happened. But, there's been six American soldiers now that have been on, guard with an Afghan soldier that had been shot by the Afghan soldier. So, I think it's come down to a situation where the best thing we can do is hightail it out of there and not give them any aid. I know you say, well, if we get out of there, the Taliban will take over. Well, fine, but they're going to be doing to each other over there. There's no use us being.
Yeah, if you can't have an organized mission, which I don't know, it's been a little fuzzy to me, Stevie,
yeah,
as far as that goes.
Well, and is it winnable? I mean, what is the definition of victory in Afghanistan when they're steeped in the 14th century?
Well, I mean, I guess it's to make sure that they can't harbor the enemy and build a force against us. I think that was the original high-level idea. But I don't know what they'll do. I think the Taliban will get back in, and I think we'll go right back to where we were 10 years ago.
How will history look at Iraq, and how will history look at Afghanistan? Will this have been a good move to even go in?
Hard to say.
No.
We're still arguing about it. I never thought Iraq was the disaster that we hear that it was, because it just drew so much attention. There were no obvious weapons of mass destruction, but I'll tell you what, we haven't had any problems here in the U.S. We've managed to fend off the terrorists that have tried to cause trouble over here. But in general, the focus of the entire radical Islam movement has been get the U.S. out of Iraq. And that's kind of distracted the entire movement. Mm-hmm. So we're out, so we'll see whether they can refocus or not. But we're much better off, too, Steve. We do have a lot more intelligence than we had, which isn't really saying much, but we do have a lot more than we had. And maybe we can fend them off, Mike. But it's hard. It's hard when you have so many individuals willing to do things that that hurt other people.
Well, it's a disregard for human life, period. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. All right. To golf, Tiger says he's going to play in the Masters. He withdrew from the last golf tournament because of the Achilles. A smart move probably to not really aggravate something. But I tell you what, the Masters are going to be watched by about twice as many people now.
Well, that's where he did so well. He's got that course, you know, and it's always fun to watch the Masters, Stevie. What a place to play golf. So,
but the thing about guys, you know, one thing about the Masters course, Augusta, if you've ever played it, the course basically for pros is all about the greens. I mean, and right now he's not putting that great, but it's all about the greens. It really is. I mean, you can basically drive the ball almost anywhere at Augusta. You know, but when you hit it on the green, if you hit it on the wrong part of the green, it's very hard to make a par. It really is. So, I mean, it's going to be about the greens at Augusta, believe me. The putter is going to win.
Are the greens
right,
really
Mike,
fast?
It's like a rolling kitchen floor,
okay.
Stevie.
Oh, boy. And really, Anjali, because what you can't ever see on television is how hilly it is. It's very
hilly. Absolutely. I mean, not only the greens, but the whole course is hilly.
Yeah.
Hey, they get me. I have played there, and, Mike, I'll look at a putt that it gets you coming and going, and I'm saying, well, this is uphill, and the caddy's telling me, no, it's downhill, and I can't even tell if it's up or down. But I will tell you this, you better listen to that caddy, because he's telling you the way it is. So,
I mean, isn't there a great story about Vice President Spiro Agnew showing up to play Augusta a long time ago?
Yeah, he came through, and his secretary called and said he was on his way, he's going to play Augusta. So, actually, he showed up and played around. And Cliff Roberts was the general manager, and he walked back out with him, and he said, did you enjoy your golf? He said, I sure did. And he said, well, don't ever come back, ever. And if you do, we're going to stop you, and it'll be a big incident. We didn't want to say anything this time, but nobody just comes and plays this course,
wow.
Mr. Vice President.
Wow.
I hope you enjoyed it. And that was it. They wouldn't let Spiro back on.
And then didn't Dwight Eisenhower have some great games in Augusta with Bobby Jones?
Well, he was a member of Augusta.
Go ahead, Mike.
Eisenhower was a member of Augusta.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, they had a lot of course politicians play there, but you know they don't want the president to play there anymore, a president, because of the security, Mike. It just got to be so hard to make sure they were covered. They just after I think it was.
You're right.
Yeah.
They just said, look, we can't. If you're a sitting president, we're not gonna have you. We love you, but go play somewhere else.
Yeah, amazing, it really is. And I think back in the day, Dwight Eisenhower used to. What they say? Let's play teams. I'll take Bob. He took Bobby Jones on his team. That's the way to pick partners, no question. All right, and Patrick Harrington yesterday at the golf tournament in Florida, the PGA, shoots a 61. How good is everybody getting, Mike? This is crazy.
They're all great. I mean, anybody can shoot anything on any day. There's 150 guys out there who can win any tournament.
I'll tell you something. I don't know. It's getting better and better, and there's more and more of them. And It's phenomenal. And if you get in that zone, I guess, Stevie, you know how, Steve, I've seen you get hot.
Yeah, right.
I've seen it.
Yeah, right.
So it can happen. And I'll tell you, you get that many kids and Eddie and the given Sunday. So has there been a repeat this year of a winner?
I'm not sure there has been. I think it's just all unique winners, and it's just remarkable the names that pop up every Sunday. All right, and finally, St. Patrick's Day this weekend. Is it a big night at Ditka's in Chicago, Mike? You guys going to be busy tomorrow night?
Well, I'm sure it will be. I mean, I'll be down here, but I think we do it. And there are some other Irish places in Chicago that probably do a really, really big business, but yeah. I think everybody celebrates St. Patrick's Day in Chicago. It gives them a reason to get drunk. What the heck?
Well, you got the Green River going on, too. They dye the river green. It's always a spectacle to see that.
Well, Well, and then you have the Irish Ditkas and the Irish Kachaturians. So celebrate it pretty big.
Hey, before I let you go, Peyton Manning's going to play for who, Mike? What do you think?
You know, I don't know. I thought he'd go to Miami, and I'll be honest with you. Then it looks like Arizona. Then the thing in Denver came up. First of all, can he play? I don't know if he can play. You don't know if he can play. He doesn't know if he can play. He certainly can't play at the same level we played at 4 years ago. So, if he's healthy, fine. I would like to see him go wherever he wants to go. If that's Miami or Arizona, fine. He can help him for a couple of years. He's a great guy. He doesn't need the money. He's a class act. I don't want him to go out there if he can risk serious injury for himself. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, we did lose our all-pro guard Carl Nix to Atlanta,
but we picked
up Ben Grubbs yesterday.
And where's he from? He's from
Grubbs. I don't know. He was all-pro, but we kind of came out okay. We think on that deal.
And
so,
Colston Stein, right, the wide receiver, didn't he sign?
Colston, I think, is okay.
Yep.
So we're kind of cross. It's hard to keep. Mike's 100% right, keeping these guys together because they get so valuable if your team's winning.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have the money.
Put the tag on Breeze, and he's not happy about that. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to continue to work on that deal to get it done.
And right. What has Mike Ditka said, Johnny? There's no loyalty anymore, and I think probably.
Not in sports. Come on, guys. Yeah. Not in sports. I mean, my God, Buffalo, come on. Mario Williams, it's a $50 million guaranteed, $100 million. Come on.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And I think.
That's incredible. You're a scientist.
Yeah, and I think Bruce Weber probably feels that he was loyal to a fault and probably should have left. I think that's the way he feels right now, that he should have left when he given. And by the way, Bruce Weber will be an analyst in the CBS studios here for this March Madness, and
good.
It's all kinds of speculation where he's going to end up because he's going to get a head job. So,
well, I'll tell you, that's good. He'll be a great analyst, and he's going to be fine, Steve. The question is, how are we going to be?
Yeah, right. That's right.
So it's tough, eh? It's a business, and I think in the professional sports league, Mike, in one regard, it's ridiculous. But I guess if you're a player and you realize you're going to have a few years to make money, there's no telling what happens next. And talk about no loyalty. Once you're out, you're out, I guess.
I agree. I'm just saying, but the fact is there is no loyalty. But you're right. I mean, I'm not begrudging the player the right to make money or the owner to make a decision that he thinks is right for his organization. But I'm just saying when it comes down to it, people say, well, money doesn't matter. It does matter. Yeah. It mattered in Indianapolis, too.
Yeah. All right, guys, we'll leave it there. Monday, we'll call you again.
This kind of resenting the player, I've always thought it was like one of my welders talking me into paying him $1 million, which is way more than market. Are you going to yell at the welder?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
It's like more power to the guy.
Yeah, right. All right, guys, I'll call you Monday. Thanks as always. Always a pleasure.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks.
All right, Stevie J.
God bless you guys. Thank you. Brother Johnny in New Orleans this morning. Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer icon. Great guy. He's in Naples, so this morning he spends a lot of his time in Florida this time of year. Hope you enjoy our visits Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. The only place in the country Mike talks about something else besides football.
Right.
On 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.